This fall at Narden Park, we are focusing on doing good and showing love. Last week, we kicked off this new worship series and our gratitude campaign with Jesus' parable of the talents. The question we focused on is the question that's right here on this banner. What will you do with the talents that God has given you? Last week, we even handed out 50 $100 bills. We're not going to do that again this week. Just sorry about that. But it was pretty fun, and we challenged people to use this money to do all the good they can. We reminded them that it's not their money, it's God's money, and that they can, like in the parable of the talents, leverage their impact for doing good and showing love. It was exciting. We don't hand out $5,000 in church that often, maybe never. In December, we will be hearing from the people who have taken on this challenge. We'll be hearing what they've done with their kingdom assignment. This fall, as we continue to explore what will we do with the gifts and talents God has given us, we are also looking at this famous quote that we just sang, attributed to John Wesley, the founder of Methodism. Do all the good you can by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can. By the end of the series, you'll have it memorized, trust me. To help us remember the quote, we've shortened it and added the language of today, so we're using Twitter. Now, for those of you who don't Twitter or tweet, as they call it, I just want to mention something to you. The topic indicator for Twitter is something that looks like the old-fashioned number sign. But don't say to someone, we have a number sign, because it's actually in Twitter called a hashtag, all right? And so we have hashtag do good, hashtag show love as our way of remembering John Wesley's quote. And each week, we're going to have one of the sentences on a banner here on the wall. We'll be adding to it. Doing good, showing love is what we're all about. And it's what John Wesley calls us to do with his quote. It's also what Jesus calls us to do today when we hear that scripture, the story of the Good Samaritan. Now, as we focus on doing all the good we can, as we focus on showing love, I want to take a moment to look into this very familiar story, because sometimes when stories are really familiar, we just kind of skip through them quickly and say, oh yeah, I know that story, and it becomes kind of like a cliche. The Good Samaritan is commonly referred to as someone, anyone, who comes to the aid of another. But a closer look at this story reminds us that Jesus had much more in mind with this parable than simply prompting us to be helpful when we come alongside someone in need. To do good is a serious challenge from Jesus and from John Wesley, and it goes much deeper than simply helping someone in need. Think about this question for a minute. In our very divided, hostile, and wounded world, what does doing good look like? In our very divided and hostile, wounded world, what does doing good look like? Doing good looks very different from the world we see most days, where people tweet unkind things at one another, or guests on news shows shout at one another trying to get their point across, or we type hurtful comments on Facebook, trying to get someone to agree with our point of view. Just this past week, we heard the very tragic story about a high school in the Warren area where one young woman stabbed and killed another over a dispute over boyfriends. And there were several gunshot victims in our area this week as well. The parable of the Good Samaritan turns our understanding of helping another upside down. Let's take a closer look at the very end of the parable. That's where we find that Jesus asks this key question to this lawyer who was trying to trick him. Now, I just want to stop for a minute and remind you that I'm married to a lawyer, so it's nothing against lawyers, all right? But Jesus asked this question back to the lawyer who was, in fact, trying to trick Jesus. Jesus says this at the end of the parable. Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers? And the lawyer answers this way. The one who showed mercy. Now, it's important to note that the lawyer is not able, or chose not to, name the man as a Samaritan. He instead says, the one who showed mercy. Why did the lawyer not call him a Samaritan? Perhaps it's because the Samaritan is, for the lawyer and many in his day, a despised foreigner, a believer in a rival creed. So instead, the lawyer names the fact that mercy is the true mark of a neighbor. And in many translations of the Bible, this word for mercy is also translated as kindness. Kindness. So the answer to Jesus' question about who is the neighbor is the one who showed kindness. What is the mark of a true neighbor? Kindness. This is a message we need to hear today. It's also the message we heard last week from one of our neighbors in the community, Mary Kaiser. I interviewed her last week. She is a retired teacher, and she started an organization called A Kinder World I'm In. Kindness is so conspicuously absent from the life of our world today, a world driven by competition and greed and individualism, and yet it is the very point that Jesus and John Wesley are driving home. Do all the good you can. Be a neighbor to others. How? It starts with kindness. Do all the good you can starts with being kind. It's the point of this parable of the Good Samaritan. Why? Because kindness actually changes things. It makes us see things differently through the lens of goodness and love. Kindness, when we practice it, puts a human face on the other person that we might have seen as our enemy or our competition, or someone we just don't like, or someone who bugs the heck out of us. Instead, when we see them as a human being, it changes everything, doesn't it? Last November, the movie Wonder came out. It was a huge box office hit. Wonder, if you didn't see it, is about a young boy named Augie who was born with facial differences. Some would call them deformities. He calls them differences. And in his journey into fifth grade public school, the story of the movie begins. It's difficult to be in fifth grade and to go to school and also have people look at you when you have some differences. The story's message is about kindness. As the fifth graders learn to look into this young boy's heart and not judge him by his facial features, they learn about kindness. The movie includes this quote. Everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Be kind. Kindness is about doing all the good we can. Kindness is about being a neighbor. The Dalai Lama puts it this way. Be kind whenever possible. And oh yeah, it's always possible. And author Henry James says this, three things in life are important. The first is to be kind. The second is to be kind. The third is to be kind. Do all the good you can, hashtag do good, show love. Why? Because it's our natural response to God's love and grace, and it is the mark of faithful discipleship. John Wesley reminds us that love is not a static thing, but rather an active love, something we put into practice by loving God and loving our neighbor. And the parable of the Good Samaritan reminds us that loving our neighbor means practicing being kind. And the great lesson of this parable is that the biblical ethic of kindness frequently comes from unexpected sources. For us to understand how truly shocking it was that the Samaritan was the one who showed kindness, we might want to substitute the word Muslim or undocumented immigrant for the word Samaritan in this parable and then reread the story. Compassion, kindness, it is what changes the outcome of this story. Do all the good you can, show all the love you can, be kind. The parable of the Good Samaritan is a story for travelers on the road, a scriptural GPS routing us in the only direction that God desires, the way of love and compassion for others. It's not just a story about a helpful stranger, but rather about the transforming power of God at work in surprising ways. What will you do with the talents God has given you? What ways this week will you do all the good you can? What ways this week will you show kindness and truly be a neighbor to someone? May we go out and do good for the world, for the sake of the one who has done so much for us, Jesus the Christ. Amen.